Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Marty Sharp has joined us. Marty's a grandma of 12, but somehow, even with all those kids running around, and of course her own kids, I'm sure, involved as well, she still finds time to capture the beauty of Southeast Alaska through her art. Her watercolors will be featured at the Juno Artist Gallery this month, and she'll be at the gallery tonight. She's got to get over there soon because she's going to be there from 4:30 to 6 to do chat people with folks who are visiting for First Friday. Marty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Really appreciate seeing you here, and thanks for taking time to come in. I know it's always fun to talk to artists on First Friday, but always a little nerve-wracking because you've got to get over to the gallery, right?
Right.
Make sure nothing's gone off skew or, you know.
They're all sitting straight.
They're all straight on the wall. Well, tell me just a little bit about your artwork and especially why watercolors kind of is the medium and is the thing that speaks
I started painting with oils many years ago, and the turpentine is not a healthy thing. So then I switched to acrylics.
As Van Gogh found out, right?
Yes. Yeah, not healthy for the brains.
No.
But then I did some acrylics. I still do acrylics, but watercolors fit my personality style. They flow. And you can't, with oils and acrylics, you can always paint over your painting. With watercolors, once you put the paints out there, it's there.
It's committed. It's seeped into the paper itself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And that's an interesting way of thinking about it, that it almost, on one hand, I always think of watercolors, because so many of us, I certainly, as a non-artist, but as someone who's, you know, grown up and going to art classes, watercolors is the first thing. It's the first time you paint. It's a watercolor, right?
They don't stain a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can wipe it up.
Smart, right? This is what your parents give you, right?
Easy for the teachers.
Right. But it's not fair, but sometimes I think about it as almost like a less sophisticated medium, you know, because it's the first one that they give kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not true, but it's interesting to hear that your interpretation of watercolors is almost that it's more permanent. It's a more permanent or a more, you're more committed.
It's spontaneous. More spontaneous. And I'm painting on aquaboard right now, which is I don't have to put glass behind it, in front of it, mm-hmm. the piece, so you fix it. And that way, this aquaboard is really fun because you can actually take away a little bit of it.
So, tell me about what this aquaboard, what is it like? What's that like?
It's like a hardboard. It's like a masonite board with the gesso on the front. And so it's a more sophisticated. It's not a paper. It's hard.
It still reacts to the watercolors,
yes.
Like a paper does. It absorbs it.
Yes.
But yet it's a hard surface.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is interesting because usually that is true when you purchase a watercolor, you have to put it behind glass.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a separation in a way between the artwork.
Right.
Yeah.
And the cost of shipping and mailing paintings gets more and more expensive with glass. And I've used plexiglass before, but it's not the same as glass.
No, that's true. Uh-huh. Yeah. So are these artworks almost displayed like a naked canvas? Almost like it's
a frame that goes with
okay,
them.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, I've been doing 8x10s.
Okay.
I found this medium when I was back visiting my folks a couple years ago, the aquaboard in North Carolina, and I fell in love with it. And so I've just been working 8x10s.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Did you used to do a larger format?
Oh, I've done paintings on paper for years.
Yeah, so. Right. Just paper, just kind of those, whatever sizes the paper
right.
is.
Right, and then you have to frame them and all that. So, right.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Well, tell me a little bit about the subject matter.
This year I chose to do scenes around Juno, and I just find Juno beautiful any season, winter, fall, summer, spring as it is now. And so, yes, I have 6 paintings that I did on the aqua board, and then I did Southeast Sneakers, which are the rubber boots, extra toughs.
Right.
That one is an acrylic that I did on a 20x24 foot canvas, not foot, inches.
Huge.
Canvas. Yeah, no.
Cool.
I don't know where I could do
we
that.
We need one of those in Juno, now that you mention it.
Let's find the wall and we could have a group painting.
We need a gigantic extra tough painting in Juno. It is true. But, I was wondering, you were mentioning the way that the watercolor kind of interacts with the paper, and then this this new material kind of does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were saying when you were saying that, you were using the word watercolor, and I think, well, color is such an integral part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then painting Juno in the fall or in the winter, how do you bring elements of color? Or what elements of color do you bring into your paintings when you're painting? We just think of Juno as gray, you know, those periods.
We do, and I don't have any of these paintings that are gray that I'm showing this exhibit, but I used color.
You do, yeah.
I used color and cold. One of the paintings is of Sandy Beach, and it's with the pump house, and it's actually my grandson was the only one brave enough to run towards the pump house. It was so cold the day I took this photo. So there's a lot more snow, right?
Right, yeah.
And you have to admit, sunny days in Juneau when it's cold out are probably the most gorgeous.
That's the crystal clear air.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quality of light is incredible.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And the quality of light off of the water is incredible, too, because the water's so clear that time of year, you know?
Right.
So you get these really crystalline greens and blues. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, much sharper. And then with the foggy days, I've just noticed, which now you're making me want to think I want to paint some gray paintings. But every time you see mountains when the clouds change, it's always a new perspective.
That's true, yeah.
And I don't know, you know, tourists, I hope, see the beauty if they're here for only the rain.
I think those of us that have moved to Juneau at some point and stay have fallen in love with those misty days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's if not, you forget about it. You know,
I think they would
might
move
as well
on.
Be in Colorado.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
right,
think they
know?
Would move on.
Right.
You have to love the gray days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
True.
And larger format, is that something that you think about getting back into? It sounds like you've been working in this kind of one size now for
a while.
I've
got a couple paintings down there that are bigger that I took down last night, but I think just working on this new aqua board, I also have little bitty ones down there. But yes, I would like to get into some bigger paintings and maybe not frame them, but just mat board them.
Does your artwork make you get out?
Yes.
It does? Yeah.
Yes. There's a thing called plein air painting. Do you know what that means?
Yes, yeah, painting while you're out in the environment itself. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
So when the weather warms up, I love to get outside and just go see a scene and try and put it down on paper.
Yeah. And how long does it typically take you to do something like that?
Well, the light's always shifting, so you can start it and take pictures of it and then go back to your studio and finish. But
do you feel – how does that work for you? Do you feel like pictures – you know, does it change how you paint? Does it change your perception of what you're looking at? I would think that it would. Because as you say, there's light changing subtly while you're working on a painting and versus a photograph just captures it in a second.
Right.
You know?
I find when I do plein air painting, I'm looser with my strokes and more freedom in the painting than when you're trying to reciprocate
almost
a mountain that people look at. You know, you can look at these mountains and you know what the shape of the mountain is.
Right.
So,
do you feel that that's important in your artwork to really be very representational, or do you play with form and shape and things like that? Some,
I think all the above.
Yeah.
I'm not abstract and I'm not totally a realist. So I'd like to represent what I'm trying to depict, but I'm human.
Yeah. How long have you been painting?
Well, my mom got me into some classes when I was in grade school. And so I've been painting off and on my whole life. As a mother to my kids, I was an EMT and became an RN. And I retired from nursing a couple years ago. But I joined the gallery. I'm in my fifth year now. So I was still nursing at Bartlett while I was at the gallery.
So you had obviously a very full life outside of painting, but you always made time to...
Art is my release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my right side of my brain. There's that left side of your brain that's logical and the right side that's your creative side.
Right.
So it's a good balance.
Yeah.
And now I get to play it, painting more.
Yeah, and then tell me a little bit about the artist gallery itself.
Is so exciting now. I joined it in 2017, and over the pandemic we lost, we went from 22 to 16, I believe, artists. And now we've just gotten four new artists, and I gave out another application yesterday. So we're on the move.
Time of growth, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really exciting because it's never boring down there, and it is a co-op, and so we all represent the gallery, and we, it's like a big family to me. It's just really representative of local color here in Juneau, and it's a fun place to work.
It's a cool place, too. I always really appreciate it because it's a bit of an island in the winter months, especially. You know,
it's
always open.
Yeah.
So there it is in the bottom of the Senate building,
yes.
And everything else you get used to kind of a lot being closed that time of year.
Yeah.
But there's the Juneau Artist Gallery, always open, always someone in there really happy to see you come in.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And it was slow. But, you know, the artists would come down there with either their books or do their artwork in the gallery, and we made it through, and now it's becoming more and more vibrant. And so it's a new group of people, and that's really exciting.
I think it must be exciting for people who are visiting our town, tourists or independent travelers who are coming here to wander into a place that is truly representative of local people.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it's not commercial.
No.
You know, it's really people truly expressing themselves in their own unique way. And there's 16 of them growing now, right?
Yes,
now up to 20.
Yes, now we're up to, yeah.
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 And so what a fun way to see a different 20 different perspectives of living in Juneau.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about First Friday here. It's going to start happening. Right, it's happening right now.
It's
right?
happening
Almost.
Right now. Yeah. There's I think one or two cruise ships out there. I saw one, and last night or yesterday when I went down to hang my show, I went down at 11 and great parking, and I went back down at 7-ish to take a little bit more in and check it out, and there was no parking.
Right.
So the streets are hopping now, yeah. And that just means goodness for our gallery too, because people are downtown. Which,
yeah.
It's really exciting.
Is there a motif or a type of artwork that you do or a subject matter you do that you think that you've seen really rings true with tourists especially?
It's interesting what they buy, and I do different things. I have little postcards that are $1. Those get picked up pretty good, and little cards. But
people are always looking for something like that, just
yeah.
something simple and easy they can share with people. And yeah.
Right, but I do like the wildlife and the water and the scenery. And as I was looking back over my artwork that I've done since I've been in the gallery, it's like, you don't feel like you're selling a lot of art, but over the years, pieces get picked up and moved on, and that's just the beauty of it, is to realize, like I used to think, oh, I have to keep track of everything, but no, you don't. You just do it.
Yeah.
You just go for it.
And now because of that, because Juneau Artist Gallery is there and there's been now years of people visiting, your art is hanging all over the world. Right? I mean, it is.
I guess so.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now that you say that, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know.
That's a great perspective,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's absolutely true, and it's well-deserved. Well, thanks so much. Have a great First Friday. It's going to be a real fun time down there, especially, as you say, because there's a couple of cruise ships in,
yeah.
And plus all the locals that are going to be down, and plus the weather's kind of shaping up a little bit, I think, you know. It was hailing earlier. It was crazy about the airport. But
it's
now
spring.
Yeah, it is. It's spring.
Just deal with it.
Absolutely.
It'll be summer. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Marty, and thanks for taking time out to talk with us today. It sounds like we got to let you get over there to the gallery right now. Marty Sharp, the featured artist for the month of May at the Juneau Artist Gallery. Thanks again, Marty. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay.